The Lord said to Moses, I am going to make you like God to the king, to Pharaoh, and your brother Aaron will speak to him as your prophet. So God says to Moses, I will make you as God to Pharaoh. So Moses wasn't God, but he acted as God to Pharaoh. He represented God. And so it is really with Jesus, especially Jesus, that he is not God, but he acts as God. And so because of that, what that means is that he is effectively sort of revealing God to people, although he's not God himself, just like a child or a son or a daughter may be very similar to their father or mother, but they're not one and the same person. And so this is where this misunderstanding of the Trinity has arisen, that people say, oh yeah, Jesus is God. Jesus is equal to God, but he's not. He is the Son of God, and he had our nature. And of course, God can't die, and God can't be tempted, and so on. But that is not to say that he doesn't have a very great role. He functions as God on behalf of God, just like Moses did, although he was a man, on behalf of God. So God says, tell Aaron everything I command you, and he will tell the king to let the Israelites leave his country. So Moses had earlier said to God, oh, I can't do this, I need someone else. So God had said, okay, here's Aaron. And, well, that was the idea, but actually in the end, Moses seems to end up doing most of the talking to Pharaoh. And so God is very, very enthusiastic to work with us. He really wants to work with us. And he'll even sort of go down a bit to our level. Okay, you want a human king when Israel wanted a king? Okay, you can have one. You want a temple? Well, I don't live in houses made with hands. Okay. And it's the same with this. Moses made all sorts of excuses. I can't do it. Okay, I'll give you Aaron. So God is so keen to work with us. And he said, but I will make the king, that's Pharaoh, stubborn. He will harden his heart, and he will not listen to you, no matter how many terrifying things I do in Egypt. And then I will severely punish Egypt and lead the tribes of my people out of the land. And the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I raise my hand against them and bring the Israelites out of their country. Well, I think it was God's intention that Egypt would, as he said, know that I am the Lord. He wanted them to repent, and he even wanted Pharaoh to repent. Now, they didn't. Well, some Egyptians did go with the Israelites, but most of them didn't, and Pharaoh didn't. And so you see there how God really wants people to repent, and he will really work in people's lives to help them to do that. Even though it may not work out, he still tries, and that's wonderful how God is. Moses and Aaron did what the Lord commanded. At the time when they spoke to the king, Moses was 80 years old and Aaron was 83. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, if the king demands that you prove yourselves by performing a miracle, tell Aaron to take his stick and throw it down in front of the king and it will turn into a snake. So Moses and Aaron went to the king and did as the Lord had commanded. Aaron threw his stick down in front of the king and his officers and it turned into a snake. Then the king called for his wise men and magicians, and by their magic they did the same thing. You can imagine them having snakes in bags and trying to do some trick that didn't look really as anything as impressive as what Aaron had done. They threw down their sticks, and the sticks turned into snakes. Well, apparently they did. But then Aaron's stick swallowed up theirs. Their king, however, remained stubborn, and just as the Lord had said, he would not listen to Moses and Aaron. And the Lord said to Moses, the king is very stubborn and refuses to let the people go, so go and meet him in the morning when he goes down to the Nile. Seems he went down to the river Nile every morning.
Daddy, why his stick doubled up there, sticks?
Well, to show that God is greater than all the silly little tricks of men. Then say to the king, Yahweh, the God of the Hebrews, sent me to tell you to let his people go so that they can worship him in the desert. But until now, you've not listened. Now, Your Majesty, the Lord says that you will find out who he is by what he is going to do. Look, I will strike the surface of the River Nile with this rod, and the water will turn into blood. The fish will die, the river's going to stink so much that the Egyptians won't be able to drink from it. The Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron to take his rod and hold it out over all the rivers, canals, and waters in Egypt. The water will become blood all over the land. There'll be blood, even in stone jars and in cooking pots. Moses and Aaron did as the Lord commanded. In the presence of the king and his officers, Aaron raised his rod and struck the surface of the River Nile, and all the water in it was turned into blood, and the fish died. And it smelt so bad the Egyptians wouldn't drink from it. There was blood everywhere in Egypt. Then the king's magicians did the same by their magic.
And there were bees stinging them, and lions.
Well, that sort of other plagues came later. But at this time, just the water was all turned into blood. And the magicians said that they could do the same. Well, it was not difficult because there was, I guess, no water much around. There was only the blood. So it would have all been a little bit of a joke, them trying to claim that they'd done the same as Moses and Aaron. But just as God had said, the king refused to listen to Moses and Aaron, and instead he turned and went back to his palace without paying any attention to them. All the Egyptians dug along the bank of the River Nile to try to find drinking water because they were not able to drink water from the river. 7 days passed after the Lord struck the river. So, in all these plagues, God is trying to get Pharaoh to repent. And we might have thought, Pharaoh, he's awful. Why bother with Pharaoh?